Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
What happened last night in D.C. might have a ripple effect on the Eastern Conference. Joel Embiid and his injury, as he now will get an MRI today on the knee, and what effect that has on the rest of the conference playoffs, as the Nets and the Celtics play game 5 tonight, and the Nets can finish off that series with a 3-1 lead. And
do we really think Joel Embiid has like a serious knee issue? Do you guys? I mean, I hope he doesn't. I hope.
Do you think he left and figured, let me get right?
Maybe he's a little scared. He's like, y'all should be able to handle these guys without me. They should be able to handle the Wizards without
him. He almost did.
Yeah, I don't think he's scared. I think it's one of those things where he came down the wrong way.
It hurt, and why?
It felt a little bit weird. Why am I pressing it? We're up 3-0. Yeah. Or now we're up 3-1. We'll take care of them. Like, let me get right for Atlanta, and let's move forward. It felt more like that. When I see you leave the game holding your back.
Wait. Did you just say, let me get right for Atlanta?
Yes. They're going to play Atlanta.
Wow.
Are you doing a bet with me right now on live
the way you said it was so
TV and radio? Are you guys coming back from 3-1?
It's so disrespectful.
Hey,
like,
let's do this.
Are you guys going to come back?
Tell me this. No, because that, of course he's not going to step out on a limb there. How about they don't win another game? Y'all bet something on that. That the Knicks don't win another game.
I think the Knicks will win at home.
Does Allen believe that? What is he willing to put up for it?
Is it
barbecue chicken,
hey,
right?
It might be barbecue chicken,
show,
Bart.
I think from the rest of this show, it'll be just.
Do you believe it?
He's talking about ice cream.
Are you guys going to get. Because here's what I think about. You know who wanted to come back to New York more than anybody? Ice Trey. Trey Young wants to come back.
Yes.
And if there's one thing he wants to do, he wants to close out this series.
Does he really?
Has he earned Ice Trey? Has he earned Ice Trey? Has he earned it? Or does he have to earn Ice Trey like next series when he beats a team that he ain't supposed to beat?
He's beating the 4 seed right now.
Oh,
yeah, we got semantics.
Wait, no, time out.
Tomato.
Don't do this. No, because
tomato.
I said it before that when the Knicks got the 4th seed.
They shouldn't be the 4th. Now it's like, now, oh, like, they're the 4th seed.
I never said the Knicks shouldn't be the 4th seed. You guys earned the 4th
seed. They weren't a legit 4th seed.
No, I said what's going to happen is
they could easily been a 6th seed.
I said what's going to happen is that the expectations now are that you guys are the 4th best team.
Listen, I'm not here for the Eastern Conference. Listen, I'm not here for the slander.
I didn't knock
I'm not
four
here for the slanders.
You guys
eight
got it.
Years,
what's
they
that word
get,
you just
like,
said? I got to Google that.
What?
You said Escher. Let me write that down.
Look.
Let me look that up.
When you ask me how I feel about the next game, I will quote one of my favorite movies, The Brothers McMullen. I like being a pessimist. It helps me deal with my inevitable failure. All right? That's who we are in New York. That's
how much pride do they have? Do the Knicks
like,
show
me something.
But do they know? Do they know? Because sometimes when you go against a opponent, you got no answers. You know, when Derrick Rose looks like he's tap.
Well, I think they're going to get this one at home because if you saw the way Taj Gibson was handling Trey talking to him, if you saw Julius Randle then respond to Reggie Bullock when they got into that whole little thing, right,
yeah,
for Trey Young.
Them, yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be a very, very physical game. I think the Knicks actually win at home.
All right, I think they
see, Allen still doesn't feel good.
Let's make a bet. I don't think they are.
You think Atlanta wins? I'll bet you on that.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that. I'll bet you for Allen. And I'm not even a Knicks fan, I'll bet for Allen.
All right, so the
I'm winner, a fan of good basketball.
The winner got to wear a painted jersey of the team.
A painted jersey,
painted,
yeah,
a painted like, I, like so.
So
I'm
shirtless.
Not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, you're gonna have to sit here for a half a segment with like the Knicks jersey, like, and I want somebody, I want like Charles Oakley, I want somebody like, I want that number on there, back and all.
Okay,
wait.
So what do you have to dress? What's a?
I'll come in with a Duke. Jay Will.
Now, I'm going to put you in something slim. I'm going to put you in something.
No, different. No, it's paint. How would it be slim?
Yeah, I'm going to put you in something nice, like an evening gown.
Oh, you want to put me in an evening gown?
Yeah. Yeah, evening gown.
So glad.
Yeah, who am I, Lil Nas X?
Hey, you be whatever you
the hell
want.
Am I doing?
God bless you. I love everybody. I'm just going to put you in something slender.
Okay, well, just let it be something drapey and Floyd. You know what I'm saying? I don't want anything too contour.
Bar,
you know what
I mean?
Too contour.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Give me something Floyd, like something drapey. You know what I mean?
So, but Al, you don't even believe in your own squad?
How can I? Well, give me the evidence.
I mean, you,
what's my evidence off
you
the
have
last
to be,
two
wait,
games?
Wait, can we get into some emotion for you real quick? And I know we're going off the
I really
the There's a lot of scar tissue about. There. It's a lot of
Obviously,
scar tissue.
Go ahead. Julius Randle is going to be a max player.
Does he deserve? Listen, he showed me that he's a 3. He can be boxed.
I'm not saying
he only can be boxed.
I'm not saying he's going to be
he's
the player
of the season.
I'm not saying he's going to be player.
From what I've seen in the playoffs.
Oh, so now the playoffs just determine how you think about Julius Randle as a whole?
How we judge everything?
But you guys, he just showed stage, you can be how taken away.
But see, this is the way teams can take you easily. See what happens, Bart?
This is the problem I told you every New York Knicks fan was going to have. Like, you guys are going to have unrealistic expectations for your team because you conflate.
Unrealistic? I'm sorry. Should I just expect him to shoot under 30% for a series?
He hasn't had a good a great series, but you're gonna tell me he hasn't had a great year?
I need you to be great at this moment. Am I expecting him to carry them to winning the series? No, I didn't. But I expected a little more than him being completely eliminated.
How about why don't you try to learn how to guard a pick and roll with Trae Young first?
That'd be helpful.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
I mean, you're giving me blame automatically on Julius Randle. I'm like, Trae Young first.
No. You asked me specifically about Julius Randle. You were specific in your question.
Oh, you're alive. You have a pulse. You're awake now.
I am awake now.
It took 8 games for the Clippers to figure out how to do it with Luka. They still really don't understand how to do it.
Well, I mean, at least they're back in the series. It's 2-2.
You know how they did it? And the only way the Knicks are going to win this series, too, is if Trae Young gets injured, like Luka out of the blue just
sweep
gets injured.
Sweep the leg.
like something all of a sudden, his neck hurts. Like, where did that come from?
But tell me this: if Julius doesn't have a bounce back game, forget about the win. If he doesn't have a bounce back game, what has he done to his reputation in New York as far as being able to show up in prime time in big moments and big games? If he can't give you a big time performance, who cares if they lose or not? He needs to have a 30-point game where he's efficient from the line.
He
can figure out how teams can't just take him away, because now it's a blueprint out there.
But when you lead the league in ISO possessions for the way Julius plays, you have to give him some kind of different structure. Because when he's not on the court, I see the ball go bing, 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 and it moves. I'm like, oh, that's a different Knicks team. But when the ball is up, when he's on the court, the ball sticks to his hand. So, okay, Tibbs, I need you to construct something different for him, too, now to get him going.
He needs to learn how to.
On Julius Randle. Like, construct a different offense.
It's not just on him, no.
You want him to step up. I agree with you. We're on the same page with that.
Okay. But you're talking to me – you're asking me about giving him $150 million, and I'm sorry. Off of a really good season, the playoffs were frustrating. I also have –
what's that, Harlem Shake?
I have an option for next year – where it'll be reasonable for me to add the pieces I need. I don't have to give him one. And if I'm Randle, I make more money going into free agency.
Randle been through this before?
Yep.
Maybe.
You think I want to go through it again?
Yeah. He'll never.
You think after I just gave you my blood, my sweat, my tears, my hard work the whole year, getting your squad to the fourth seed in the East? Now you're going to tell me you don't want to pay me? New York?
He'll never be able to replicate this.
Okay.
Y'all got Lonzo Ball coming.
I said not yet.
You talk about culture.
It's reasonable.
You talk about culture. Players around the league pay attention to how you treat your guys.
Who's the most regrettable?
Mark that down.
How am I mistreating him?
By picking
up his option and saying, we'll have you for another year and let's discuss during the season.
Would that be a regret?
What we're going to do when you go into free agency, there's a lot more we can do. And if you take – we do the option now, that saves us – on cap, where we can add pieces that you clearly need on this team because you're by yourself.
I don't know if I can repeat this performance next year.
I can't do that right now.
Well, my problem is your problem because we're in the same team.
Deflected on me. Like you're telling me it's my problem. But all right, now, in all honesty, as much as I'd love to spend the next hour talking
this
Knicks,
has Lonzo Ball written. All
I do. I do think we need to talk though about what KD's doing here. I mean, can we please talk about this guy?
Yo, y'all must have
forgot. Can we please talk about Kevin Durant? Can we please talk about the fact that the big three of the Nets, listen to this, in the playoffs so far against the Celtics, they're averaging 85.9 points per game. And KD, 35 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. He's shooting 56, 46, 91. That's 56 from the field, 46 from 3, 91 from the free throw line. And as you said before in your rankings, 552 days
between
NBA games. And it looks like, it's almost like he said, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted.
With my Achilles injury.
I'm the best damn scorer on the planet. And that's what he's telling us.
Yeah.
That team looks like, the only thing that can stop them is them. Like, they had a cold shooting game in game 3. The Celtics played out of their minds. They lose that game. But you're looking at what's coming up next for them.
It's going to be the best series in basketball.
Bucks. And the matchup there is so compelling in many ways that you're right. It could be that series that we all are saying this is the series that decides whether or not they'll get to the finals.
Not could. It's going to be that series. It's going to be the best series we're going to have in the NBA playoffs. You have Giannis, a guy who just signed the largest contract in North American sports to come back to Milwaukee, a team that was retooled with guys like Drew Holiday to be added, right? Like the pieces that they've added around him, Brendan Forbes to shoot the ball. And you're going against KD, James Harden, and Kyrie. Now, not having Dante DiVincenzo, I think, hurts a little bit defensively.
Well, Jeff Green being out, you know, I think balances things out.
Okay, so Giannis, Kevin Durant. I'll take that matchup every night. Get your popcorn ready. Drew Holiday, Kyrie Irving, or James Harden. I'll take that matchup all day just to watch that.
Drew on Kyrie would
Now, you want to say Chris Middleton on Kyrie or Chris Middleton on James Harden. Well, there's no way Chris Middleton can guard them. Well, then I say, well, who's Kyrie or James Harden guarding?
Yeah.
Who are they guarding defensively? It kind of evens itself out.
Well, the Nets make it clear they're just going to outscore you, and they'll play defense in pockets of the game, but they don't play defense the whole game. They'll outscore you.
I'm saying it's going to be a scorer's dream in that game. And just seeing – we talked about something that happened during the regular season, Alan. I don't know if you remember this, but Kevin Durant played Giannis, and Giannis was asked a question. I think it was along the lines of, you know, do you feel like you're going to try to stop Kevin or Kevin's going to outscore you or something like that? You know, I was like, I can't – I'm not going to try to outscore Kevin Durant. It feeds into – and we said on that show that day, I'm like, hey – trust me, Kevin Durant hears and sees things like that and knows that he has an advantage over you. So now, just psychologically on where Giannis is. So now, okay, Giannis, it's your opportunity right now. Going against a guy 50-40-90, you're a defensive player of the year. Go get it done.
Mm. Got to lock it up.
Go get it done.
Sounds like foul trouble to me.
I don't know, but it sounds like a hell of a matchup to me.
That are you looking forward to? Because if you look at the Sixers and what, you know, obviously they
– the Hawks –
the Sixers and whoever they play second round. But, you know, not knowing what Embiid's going to be physically, and we'll find out today, but also what we saw with the Wizards are doing with Ben Simmons, fouling him. He can't make a free throw. I still like that Sixers team, though. I think there's a toughness about them. They got a good bench. They've got guys that can shoot. But, yeah, I kind of am feeling what you're feeling. As much as I was so pessimistic about the Bucks because we never trust them in the postseason, the way they dispatched the Heat.
I don't play with my food.
They came ready.
Like how quick they just kind of like dismissed them.
Man. See, Bart, here's the only reason I give 76ers a fighting chance. If they get healthy and are able to get by the next round, either Atlanta or the Knicks, it's probably going to be the Hawks, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to be ready to go. And if you're having Milwaukee or the Nets come out of a
they're about to beat each
fight,
other up.
A fight with the way the 76ers can defend – it might give them a fighter's chance.
Yeah, I just think Embiid is like the unicorn.
He has to play like the unicorn.
He's got to be right, and he's obviously got to be healthy, which has been an issue for him now over the last month or two. But, you know, again, the games in Boston were interesting. Game three, the Celtics really played a game they had to play, a desperation game, and Tatum was great, and they end up making this, keeping it from being a full sweep. It could be a gentleman's sweep, and it could be done as soon as tonight. But game four had an incident in it that we haven't had a chance to discuss. And that is as Kyrie Irving left the court. He had what? Talk about again. Talk about a revenge game. You talk about a revenge game
on the
then he stomps on
logo.
The leprechaun just to let just like you know again
that was
leave a little
his
message.
That was getting his mind right. That was getting his mind
and then
right.
As he's walking through the tunnel, a fan throws a water bottle towards him as he's walking off, and that fan was arrested. He's a 21-year-old guy who was arrested. And, you know, again, TD Garden didn't waste any time. They got the Boston police in the building. Yep. They cuff the kid, and they drag him out. And so, again, we're seeing this. We saw last night somebody just ran out on the court, Wizards Sixers, and decided he was going to touch the backboard, and then he gets tackled by security, which was a terrible decision, but maybe won a bet. Whatever it is, it's still stupidity. We're seeing more and more of it. We talked already about Russell Westbrook and the popcorn. We've talked about Trae Young getting spit on, and then Ja Morant's parents getting yelled at, racial slurs in Salt Lake City. So things are going on as fans are in the building and the energy's there and all that stuff's great. It's great to see the energy and the intensity and it's fun. I mean, the atmosphere in D.C. was great. You had a bipartisan crowd fitting for D.C. and they were, you know, they were cheering for both teams, but it just felt like what a moment that was. What a great thing to have fans in the building. But these things happen, and it just makes you shake your head like, do we not know how to act? What is wrong with you people? And I thought the best response was Kevin Durant. And his take on it was almost like a parent talking to children. Take a listen.
Fans got to grow up at some point. I know that being in the house for a year and a half with the pandemic got a lot of people on edge, got a lot of people stressed out. But when you come to these games, you got to realize, man, these men are human. You know, we not animals. We not in a circus. You coming to the game is not all about you as a fan. So have some respect for the game. Have some respect for these human beings. And have some respect for yourself. Your mother wouldn't be proud of you throwing water bottles at basketball players or spitting on players or tossing popcorn. So grow the f*** up and enjoy the game. You know, it's bigger than you.
I love that from KD. I thought Thanks. Everything he said there, the awareness of, hey, I know you've been pent up, like all of it was pitch perfect.
The problem that we have in our society, and we talked about it during the break, guys, is that, you know, like the one guy from Boston who did the popcorn, right? Was it DC?
It was in DC. Philly,
with the popcorn. There have been so many events, sure. I've lost track, sorry. Yeah. Literally, while he was being escorted out, was filming himself.
Yep.
So when I see things like that, I'm like, oh, okay, you know why? Because we live in a society where we reward behavior like that. Mm-hmm. Because when you look online and you're scrolling through your IG, you see somebody jump off a cliff and it's like, oh! And it's the caption like, she didn't make it. 5 million views, 6 million views, 7 million views. That person all of a sudden becomes somebody. You're like, whoa. Okay, so we reward behavior like that. So young people think that's cool. It's okay for me to act that way.
It's funny.
But it's funny. It's entertaining to people.
Right.
Until you get caught in real life where somebody might react that way. Yeah. My thing is, like, I don't want to reward behavior like that.
Yeah.
Like, we need to stop that.
No,
like,
we do, though.
Society is not going to stop because, you know, people are trying to find ways to become famous and viral. You know, to your point yesterday, right, the other day, the kid that threw the bottle as he's getting arrested, he's filming himself being arrested so he can try and go viral. Right, so this is something that we have to stop. And you know, I think it just clipped Kyrie. They said made contact just a little bit, so that means that he's going to be charged with assault. What they need to do is make him have to serve 10 days in jail and also do community service and then have to go do the therapy and all that type of stuff for aggression. And then people will stop doing it when they know it costs them something and it's not like, okay, it's just going to be a slap on the wrist and a fine. Or, you know, like I always say, lock him up with Felice Johnson, 2 days.
I hear it straight.
I like you and I want you.
Yeah, we just encourage you to Google Felice Johnson without having to explain it.
It was always the easy way.
But can I add this part, though? Mm-hmm. And I understand that there's the heightened awareness of it. Now, you keep saying, you know, I know they're using the zoo reference, caged animals kind of thing.
Yeah.
I do want to give some historical perspective to basketball with this. And it's not making it right. It's just explaining that this is something in this sport that because there's no, like in hockey, there's glass. Football, you've got to have a pretty good arm to reach anybody for the most part. Snowballs might reach some people. I know Keyshawn talked about getting beer dumped on him going through the tunnel. That certainly can happen. Baseball, kind of the same thing, unless you're in the outfield and, you know, there's been incidents that way. We've seen that at times. But basketball, you're on the court. Yeah. You're right there for the most part, right on top of it. So you know how they sometimes will say about basketball, they'll say cagers, right? Mm-hmm. You know why? So I'm talking about 100 years ago, beginning of basketball, when they'd play games, they would put a cage, like chicken wire, around the court because to stop people from throwing things at players when they weren't happy. Mm-hmm. Like, this has been going on forever. It doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
But this has been a thing in the sport going back to
all
the way back in the, you know, but short shorts and everybody, it was, you know, like.
Can I ask you something, though?
You know, shooting underhand free throws. So it's a problem in the sport. It's a behavior thing, no doubt, but it's
an entitlement thing.
It is certainly an entitlement thing. It certainly is.
Can we go through the names of the players where incidents have occurred?
Mm-hmm.
Can we go through them? Can you go through them with me, Al?
You mean this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook. Trae Young. Mm-hmm.
Trae Young.
Right.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. That's three.
Ja Morant's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anybody?
Well, and the other one was just some idiot slapping the backboard.
Okay.
I know exactly.
So let me just tell you how I see it. Four African-American individuals, right?
Yep.
Like, I haven't seen anything spit at a Caucasian person. And I'm not, like,
You're spot on.
Heightened right now, especially because of what we just went through. And I understand that We're still in the midst of a pandemic, by the way. We're not out of the pandemic, just to clarify for people.
Yeah.
Right? More people are getting vaccinated by the second. But I think the combination of all that right now, it's not going to be tolerated.
Yeah.
It'll never be tolerated.
Of course not.
But especially right now, I mean, it's just, there's that tonation to it. And when you see that these are, it looks like younger, entitled Caucasian kids who are doing that.
Yep.
You're like, come on, guys. Like, I'm not, like, come on. Like, that's where it's starting to become amplified even more so because of what we just went through.
Understood.
Feel me? Bar, am I making sense here?
No, you're
I'm trying to talk through it practically and see it.
You're spot on, right? Because for you to be able to spit on somebody, you have to see them as less than you, right? And, you know, that's, you can say, the undercurrent of, you know, what they may or may not know what they're displaying, but that's what they're displaying. They're displaying the fact that, you know, like I said, if we went to the zoo and we saw somebody spit on a dog, we'd be like, what the hell wrong with this dude? But he's spitting on a live human, right? And thinking it's okay. And also, you know, thinking that it's cool. Like, come on, man, that's disgusting right there, man.
That
type of behavior, that's disgusting. That's one of the worst things, the most demeaning things you can do to anybody, is spit on someone.
And we've seen players do it to each other. Not that, none of this makes it right.
Yeah.
It is, and even the action of, well, Kyrie stomped on the logo. There is no justifying any of this stuff. And the league's got to crack down on it. You're seeing what's going to happen. There'll be repercussions for it.
You got to prosecute
them. And as KD said, I get it. You've been pent up. You've been sitting in a house. You're finally out in the crowd. But, you know, clean it up.
Jerry,
you don't have to act up and
they gonna get the right one
be a
one
hero.
They're going to get the right one. They're going to get that right on time.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save in as little as 3 minutes at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Someone is saying au revoir to the French Open before losing a match. That's after Jay has this from Bank of America.
BOA. It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you use your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
A lot of attention on Naomi Osaka.
We are sorry and sad for Naomi Osaka.
She is a huge reason why people are tuning in and watching.
I feel for Naomi. I wish I could give her a hug.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
feeds him, and a good save Varlamov as getting a piece of that was Carlson Kuhlman. Here, Cizikas on a breakaway. Casey skates it alone on Tukarask. Shoots. He scores! Casey Cizikas, a breakaway overtime game-winning goal. The Islanders win it 4-3. They even up the series at one game apiece. Steal home ice from the Bruins and are headed back to Long Island all even.
God bless Chris King on the Islanders Radio Network as the Islanders prevail in overtime. Game 2, 4-3. That was the goal by Casey Cizikas on a breakaway. And now the series is tied at 1, going to Long Island for Games 3 and 4. For Cizikas, it was his first goal of the postseason with a game winner. His first goal in several years, in fact. The series, again, to Long Island, Game 3, Thursday. Meanwhile, stop us if you heard this before. Jacob deGrom, dominant. 6 shutout innings. His ERA is now 0.71. It's not even 0.71, Jay Will. It's, oh, my God, 7-1. That's what it is. 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, struck out 8 in a 6-2 win over the Diamondbacks.
They put up 6?
Right, well, oof. And Pete Alonso, big part of the offense. Bart Scott, your favorite player's favorite player.
I'm better than Judge.
The Jazz take a 3-1 lead over the Grizzlies in their best-of-7 first-round series in the Western Conference. Donovan Mitchell goes for 30. They win Game 4, 120-113. Utah gets a chance to complete the series Wednesday night at home. SportsCenter brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Is your dad's razor older than you are?
Yeah.
Get him something new on Father's Day. A DSC 6-blade razor is perfect for an extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you or as part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/KJZ. That's dollarshaveclub.com/KJZ.
That's what we're doing.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless. KJZ, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott in with J. Will today. And yes, the story of Naomi Osaka, the number 2 player in the world on the women's side, withdrawing from the French Open, mainly because she was fined $15,000 for not talking to the media, for not doing her required, I guess they say, mandatory media appearance after her first round win. And she has been citing bouts of depression. She has talked about just overall social anxiety that she has in those situations. We've seen her at the podium before after wins where she looks miserable, where she looks clearly upset, uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it is something that's just become an ugly incident for tennis because the Grand Slams have handled it poorly. They've all let her know, if you continue to do this, we're going to keep fining you. And so she's, I'm going to take a step away then and work on me. And a lot of people can understand that. Chris Everett, who was a young phenom herself many years ago and an 18-time Grand Slam champion, she was on Good Morning America this morning. Her take on the Osaka situation.
Most importantly, you know, I hope that Naomi's okay, and I think all the players do, and that she gets the support that she needs. I really respect Naomi for being a spokesperson, and she has been the darling of the media. The media have really built her up and have helped her brand. I think these press conferences are a responsibility to the players. And remember, these athletes are teenagers and in their early 20s, and they can't cope with what a 45, 50-year-old golfer can cope with. The press really have to have some compassion and some respect for the questions that they ask, because it's really putting a lot of the players off.
See, I like that, the latter part of that, because it is, I do think, on the media. Now, there's people in the media that will tell me, no, we don't have any responsibility to you. You are the subject. We are interviewing you. We can ask you anything we want. Mm-hmm. I mean, that I hear that all the time. But I disagree with that. In fact, as I said earlier in the show, I'll say it again. And you'd think, you know, here's somebody, that, again, I was a sports writer for well over a decade in New York at the pro level. And you would think that I would have the take up. You're supposed to be available after the game. You're supposed to talk to me after a game. You can't refuse to my interview requests after a game. That's your requirement. And if you don't, I run to your PR guy and complain about it. I run to the league and you get fined for it. I've never felt that way. I've always felt, if you don't want to talk, fine. I saw the game. Yeah. I saw the match. Now, it's great to have your input, but this is a completely different situation. This isn't an athlete just refusing to want to talk to the media because, you know, the media is beneath
this
me.
This isn't Marshawn Lynch. This isn't Marshawn Lynch. I don't feel like doing it. It's not
I'm just
obligation.
Here so I don't get fined.
This is somebody that's truly struggling mentally with anxiety, much like Ricky Williams, who had to do his interviews with his helmet on, with his shield there, because he was an introvert and he couldn't, he really struggled with being able to speak. When somebody tells you that they're struggling mentally, especially where we know, you know, I think we're more aware, heightened with the mental health, you know, aspect of the game. We hear
something
Kevin
never
Love.
Talked about
yeah,
before.
Yeah, we hear Kevin Love yeah. coming out. We hear
DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan. We've had Brandon Marshall, Ryan Artest that all champion these things. This is clearly a young lady that's struggling. So instead of pushing her away or trying to kick her while she's down and tell her what she's supposed to do, why wouldn't they just say, how can I help you? Because we know that we can get through this, but let's talk to this and let's champion this. So not everybody's built to be able to handle this type of pressure. Not everybody's built to have to articulate themselves to feel the pressure to have to speak for groups of people. A lot of people, when you try and become an athlete, you don't know that that's part of the gig, that you're trying to represent people. She's trying to do the right thing, but it's just difficult for her right now. Allow her to take a step back and allow her to regroup and reset instead of trying to be, you know, bully her.
Well, a lot of thing is, you know, look, news has become opinionated news. It's not about facts anymore.
Yeah. It's always right? about your take.
It's about your take. Mm-hmm. It's about how you say your take, and it's about your slant. So if we're losing journalistic integrity, right, like I was even watching C.J. McCollum the other day because, you know, KD had made a quote, and the quote was taken out of context, right? Half the quote was used to fit a narrative of a story. Like, that happens every single day.
Yeah.
So if you get up there, if you're on the podium and you're given a two-minute answer and then you only see 30 seconds
clip
of your answer being used to fit a narrative that some network wants to push, you build a love-hate relationship with the media to a degree. Now, if this happens during your formative years, right, I don't care anybody. You're the sum of the five, you know, five people keep around you the most. If you spend a lot of time around the media and they start putting things in your head, asking all these questions that maybe you're not prepared to answer – like, it can make life difficult. I'm not saying, like, look, she makes a lot of money. People say, well, she makes a lot of money. That's your responsibility. I'm like, no, your responsibility is to show up to the podium. Once I get up to the podium, whether I want to answer your questions, that's up to me or not.
Yeah, and
I wonder what angle of attack media will take if I do show up to the podium and I don't answer your answers.
Well, of course, because then it'll be being stubborn, being difficult, unprofessional, right? And I've actually given this advice to athletes before, and I've said, you control the narrative. You don't have to answer the questions. You might not like them. Don't answer them. You could just say anything at that point. You don't have to. You can just answer anything. You can answer gibberish. You can say a joke. Whatever it is, you can lead them to another place. Like, there's a question that somebody can ask. You say, yeah, but how about this part of the game? Now, you've also got to be quick-witted to do that.
Right.
And not everybody certainly is built
that
way. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take some calls on this and other things we've been talking about today. Gregory is in Miami. Gregory, start us off.
Yes, hello, hi. I like to say that with the Osaka situation, they've had the U.S. Open and Wimbledon sign off on her. So she's like, these guys are teaming up on me, and I can't even do anything.
Right.
She is the new breed type of athlete, and I love it simply because, as you guys referenced, Ricky Williams and other people, they still went out and they had to take it. But these new athletes, the new breed, they're not going to take it under any circumstances, and I love it. So she's standing up. Yes, unfortunately, she has a situation, but she's letting them know that, no, the draconian way of doing things, we're not going to do anymore, and I absolutely love it.
I'm with you, Gregory. I love it too. Look, you have your own platform. If you want to have a prepared statement, utilize your own social media.
Could be that too.
That can go to actually a lot more people than some traditional networks, by the way.
Right.
Right? Yeah, lot more people.
You're right.
And you can take your time to prepare what you want to talk about instead of feeling like you're blitzed after a game where you don't have time to prepare when all these questions are just being thrown at you left and right.
Or just to kind of throw a softball, how about you guys submit your questions and then she can kind of be ready to come out.
No journalist wants to do that. That's the problem, Bart. Nobody wants that. But you know, look. There's you and Sal Powell and what was such a genuine, awesome moment that people love about right off the field interviews.
Yeah.
But that's how you are. You're wired that way.
Right.
But Jay, I mean, how was it for you? Like, you talked about having issues at the free throw line. Like, how was it for you dealing with media after games? Did you struggle with that?
I'm not even talking after games. How about after my accident? Do you know every interview I do, it starts off with my accident?
Yeah.
And I have to reposition that and say, no, actually, this is what I came here to talk about.
Right.
So it happens in life. The interesting aspect of this whole thing, though, for Naomi is that at the end of the day, look, she can dictate her own narrative. And I love, there's a group of people out there, Bart, that say, well, you're getting paid millions of dollars. Do your job. Those are the same people that say, just stick to your sport. Well, Naomi's trying to stick to her sport here.
Yeah,
she just wants to play. She now you're angry at her because she doesn't want to talk to the media. Right. Like, you're going to find some reason to be angry at me regardless, man.
Exactly. And the fact that she's empowering herself, like, you know what? I'll do – you see, if you guys want to find me, I'll just remove myself for it and see how good your tournament is then. So now it forces them to say, okay, well, do we want to make some exceptions for them or do we want to figure some things out to work with her and not try and bully her, because clearly she's willing to walk away. And, you know, to the point we were kind of talking about before, it'd be important to make sure that her sponsors support her and her mental health, because you want to support somebody when they say they're in need. Because we see that people commit suicide. We see guys, you know, Junior Seau, the day after his charity event, committed suicide. You don't know what people are dealing with.
But if any sponsor drops her, like, I will boycott, like, buying
that's
from
a,
that
that's
brand.
A very,
like,
delicate place for them to be.
You would not 100%. Want to do that if you were a brand right now.
You can't.
Coming off a pandemic where so many people were isolated, depressed.
She's also
with all
still a
things.
Very popular star.
Right.
So, yes. You know, that makes, for business, that makes no sense at all, and obviously something right. We're all so, keeping
which makes sense, but, right? Which you think that the Grand Slams would think that
right,
way.
But on the flip side.
And that was stupid.
But on the flip side, what if the sponsors start pulling away from some of these championship games because they're saying, no, you're not supporting our, you know, you're not supporting mental health awareness.
That would be
so
aggressive.
That if they start pulling it away, then we know that's how things get fixed.
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll take more calls on this and other things at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But coming up, as it's Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, 100 days from the NFL season. Mm. We're going to make some way too early predictions. After Jay has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Hey, it's Greeny, and the Phoenix Suns have evened up their series with the Lakers to the surprise of many, including me. Are LeBron and AD in any real trouble? We'll talk about that and more Tuesday with me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Good though.
All right, let's go. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hom, Bart Scott here with J. Will. And you know what? I enjoyed the long vacation weekend, the long weekend so much. I'm going to take this segment off. I'm going to make Evan work. Okay. Evan's going to be the host. I'm just going to hang out with you guys.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Ev.
Come on, Evan.
Little baby
take
Carson.
The mic.
So we are 100 days. 100 days from Cowboys Bucks.
So exciting.
We have not talked about this enough today.
Not enough.
So we're going to do a full segment, 100 days till the NFL season. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. It sounds What's more sound likely thrilled to do this.
To happen? Texans go 0-17, or like Patrick Mahomes said, the Chiefs go 20-0. What's more likely to happen?
We're going Texans 0-17.
Yeah, Texans 0-17.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, a lot easier.
No way in HE double hockey sticks that the Chiefs go 20-0.
No way.
No way. No way. Season's too long. Not at all.
They kick things off with the Browns.
They got the Ravens. They got the
Chargers.
They might not even be 3-0.
The Bills. I mean, this is all within 5 weeks.
Yeah, come on, son. So come on, son.
Nah.
All right, yes, definitely more likely Texans 0-17. In fact, I think they're hoping for it.
Former Alabama quarterback makes the Pro Bowl. What's more likely to happen, Tua or Jalen Hurts?
Or Mac Jones.
Stop.
For sure, it's going to be Tua Tagovailoa.
I'll go Tua, yeah.
You got the better roster, man, right now. You got the better roster. I think, you know, Miami is poised to try and make a jump. You know, they were close to the playoffs. And guess what? I think he's actually going to know and learn the damn playbook this year, as he admitted. Why would you ever admit that you don't know the damn playbook?
Well, that's the question.
That's like the scarlet letter. Like, some guys are just too damn honest.
Yeah, well, you want people to be truthful and vulnerable with the media, and then we just scourge you when you decide to be.
Scarlet letter.
Didn't really know the playbook.
I thought, was that wrong?
I didn't know it that well.
Yeah, I thought all Alabama quarterbacks came out prepared to start day one. No program
see,
like
this is
Alabama.
What happens. You
see?
Start knocking him.
Look at that.
Guy's trying to be vulnerable. Watch him have a successful year.
Are we scorching him for being vulnerable, or are we scorching him just for not knowing the playbook?
Yeah.
I'm scorching him for being dumb. Both. Yep. Like for admitting it. I think, listen.
Be smart enough to lie there in that situation.
It wasn't me, but you caught you on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Don't admit to nothing.
We got Evan. We got Evan.
We got a chuckle.
We got him. We've done it. He's smiling. He really does smile.
Julio Jones catches a touchdown from Aaron Rodgers, or Julio Jones catches a touchdown from Russell Wilson. What's more likely to happen?
Russell Wilson.
Neither.
If we had to choose, give me Julio Jones and DK Metcalf. Yeah. All day long, please.
Now, the only thing is Seattle saying, I'm not giving you a first, though.
Devontae Adams and Julio is a better tandem, though. Devontae Adams, top three.
You think Aaron's going to come back and play for Green Bay this year?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then you have to go with the alternative.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going with the probability.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Smart man. That's that Duke education.
Yes. See, comes in handy from time to time.
Which double-digit loss team will return to the playoffs? More likely to happen for the 49ers or the Cowboys?
Come on, man. San Fran for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though I think both get there, I just think, you know, the 49ers have a chance to win a division, even though I said the Rams are the best team in the division, maybe arguably in football. I just like the physicality of the 49ers. They were able to win last year with all the injuries. They still upset, you know, Arizona. They still upset, I believe, Los Angeles. You know, this is a good, well-coached football team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's more likely to happen. Carson Wentz gets his team deep in the playoffs, or Matt Stafford gets his team deep in the playoffs? More likely to happen for new QBs in new homes.
I'm going to go Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
It better happen.
Deep in the playoffs, meaning conference championship?
Meaning that or
at
Super
least
Bowl.
Win
a playoff game? Sure, yeah.
Or just a playoff game?
It better happen for Stafford. I mean, considering what Sean McVay and Les Snead did in order to get him. Yes.
It's almost like, that's the pressure.
You're all in with
that.
That's your answer to winning a Super Bowl. Yeah. If you're letting Jared Goff go to Detroit, that's your answer.
And they're in a hunt for Julio, too, man. They're all in Los Angeles trying to win a championship. You know, Carson Wentz is interesting, though, because he goes to a team that's going to be able to protect him like he was protected his MVP year. They still have a lot of money to spend in this secondary free agent market coming. You know, I think both get to the playoffs. I think both go, you know, past the first round in the playoffs. Now, how much farther, I don't know, depends on the matchups.
So you're not answering questions.
No, Carson Wentz is also, what's the guy more likely to be, you know, like you can't trust him to be healthy throughout a whole season, right?
No, Carson's going to be okay. I think he's not going to run as much. He got great running backs to hand the ball off to, like he did when he had LeGarrette Blunt and Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, you can trust him in a game of knockout, though, because he's really building great team chemistry with his teammates.
Good
now.
Team guy. Yeah, really having fun. Really having fun again.
Yeah.
Shooting a G. Shooting a J.
Yeah.
Shoot
Very important.
All right, guys,
shoot it!
What's more likely to happen? The Giants make the playoffs or the Giants fire Dave Gettleman?
It better be make the playoffs. Let me start on that.
They lowered Dave Gettleman.
We're loaded. What else do we need? Saquon. Kenny Galladay. We got everything. It's time.
If they don't win, it's going to be Junior Whopper is Daniel not Jones. Who we thought
Daniel
he
Jones
was.
And Dave Gettleman. Bye.
That's what it'd be, right? Because that would be the – if they lose and they don't make the playoffs.
They got a good defense.
The reason is the quarterback's not good enough?
Yes, they got a great – They got a great defense, or not great defense. They got a good defense, and they got weapons galore.
And you know I'm telling the truth because that's Duke and Duke crime for me.
Yeah, that had to have hurt for you to
it
do
does
that.
Hurt.
But it is true.
Because I
want to
see Danny Dimes win in this city.
He's that guy that you're looking at for the Giants.
Jeez.
I'm just asking.
Is that it, Evan? Tiny? That's all we got?
You got tiny hands. Let me grab it with my strong.
He got LeBron will be the main attraction
tonight. He got hands like Deadpool when he got his
Lakers.
Hand shot off and is growing back.
And he carried the Toon Squad. That's next. Evan, great job.